BG, everybody's been talking about the other additions to the line, Derek, Tim Jernigan, but you've had an outstanding start to training camp in the preseason. What do you think is the biggest reason for that?
Just working on my technique, working on just defeating the day, attacking the day, making sure that I, put the money in the bank each and every day, and not trying to look too far ahead, trying to focus on the task at hand, and that's getting better every day.
You say you try to put the money in the bank every day. Do you have a set of goals that you want to accomplish each day? How do you define what you want to get out of each day?
You just listen to what coach is preaching, like stuff that he kind of get on me about, like on film study and stuff like that. What I don't see sometimes, he'd be like, look, if you work on this, you can do this. And so I work on that. I try to work on a lot of the same stuff over and over. And then when I master it, I kind of work on something else that I'm not good at. And just keep on building.
Brandon, you're explosive out of your stance. You can set the edge well. What are the little things that you're still trying to improve as you enter your eighth NFL season?
Make sure that I'm getting off the ball fast. Make sure that I, have maximum effort, to the ball. And, just make sure I just get to the ball, because when you're around the ball, good stuff happens.
From last year and the amazing 2016 campaign you had, what did you want to do to try to build upon that and make 2017 even better?
I want to get to the playoffs. I want us to, I want to really help this team win, and I want to do that by being a great leader and going out on the field and showing them each and every day, how you're supposed to practice and how it carries over to the game. And I believe if you practice hard, it ends up carrying over. Some stuff you can't control, but overall, if you have the mindset of going hard and getting in shape, you'll be fine.
Do you think there'll be less pressure on you because of the fact you've added guys like Tim, like Chris Long, like Derek, so it's not going to be just you there coming off the edge?
Yeah, I think we really do got a good group of guys. I think they're going to have to worry about everybody. It's not just one person. It's me and Fletch on one side, yes, but we got Vinny and Big Timmy. Then you got the bench, who are really good, like DB, and then you got Chris Long, and you got people up the middle. It's just the way we play our defense, man. It's going to be a lot of disruption. We just got to make sure that we're in shape to be able to go and keep that rotation alive.
What's been the most encouraging sign this preseason and training camp from the defense?
Just the turnovers. We're getting turnovers, and that's always good as a defense. We haven't really been out there long. We've been, stopping drives. Even though they might get yards on us, we always finish the drive. Nobody scored on us too much while we've been in. So, I'm just excited, man, to see where it goes when we actually game plan somebody.
What have you seen from Derek to this point?
Just seen a good burst off the line, good bend, coachable. Somebody who's working on his craft just like me. He really looks up to us. He always asking questions. I just got to make sure that he continue to just keep building, keep stacking.
Last question with Vinny. There are some people who are saying Derek's played so well, maybe he should get a chance to play with the first team unit. What have you seen from Vinny to this point in training camp?
Vinny's been great. Vinny's had a great attitude this year. I think he's going to, have a big year. He really, for me, I just think that he's working on stuff that he was trying to work on last year, and I think he's got it now. And now it's all about just putting it all together out there when the game comes.